It's Weekend Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. Today is National Get Outdoors Day, otherwise known as Go Day, and it's a big day for free outdoor recreation in Vermont. Here to tell us about that and other local news from around the state this week is Public Post reporter Amy Noyes. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Mary Carol.
So what's going on outside today?
For starters, it's free fishing day in Vermont, so that means anybody can fish without a license today. And there's also a free family fishing festival happening in Grand Isle today.
That sounds great. But what if fishing isn't your thing?
Well, you're still in luck because this weekend is also Vermont Days, which means free admission to all the Vermont state parks today and tomorrow. And there's also free entry to all of Vermont's historic sites throughout the weekend.
And is there anything going on for those of us who prefer to stay inside?
As a matter of fact, yes. Vermont Days also grants you free admission to the Vermont History Museum in Montpelier and the Vermont History Center in Barrie.
That sounds like there are a lot of options for free entertainment this weekend. And of course, you can also put a trip to the library on your to-do list. You reported this week that the Vermont Library Association has a summer program designed to encourage patrons to visit different libraries around Vermont. What's that all about?
It's called the Passport to Vermont Libraries, and 99 libraries across the state are issuing these passport books. And the idea is to get your passport stamped at as many Vermont libraries as possible this summer.
And I understand there are some interesting things to discover in Vermont libraries besides books.
It's true. The library in Canaan was once the northernmost U.S. stagecoach stop on a route between New Hampshire and Montreal. And Bennington Free Library has a library cat named Pete. And Morristown Centennial Library has some old-fashioned shoes in an entryway display case that were found during a recent renovation there. And also, Morristown is one of only four Carnegie Public Libraries in Vermont, along with Burlington, Fairhaven, and Rockingham. So those might be special stops if you're trying to get your passport stamped.
Mm-hmm. And the Passport Challenge runs through September 1st. Then what?
Vermont Library Association will recognize the child, young adult, and adult who collected the most passport stamps, and they will name them Vermont Library Ambassadors.
And looking ahead, there's a meeting coming up on Tuesday in Woodbury. What's that about?
The school boards within the Orleans Southwest Supervisory Union are hosting a community conversation about the new education governance law that Governor Peter Shumlin signed last week.
Is the event aimed at parents or at all taxpayers?
Anyone, really. Local lawmakers have been invited, and they plan to talk about how the new law will affect tax rates and per-pupil spending. And they'll also be looking at other aspects of the law, such as school district configuration and tax incentives for school district mergers.
Sounds like there's a lot to discuss. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome, Mary Carol.
And you can find all of the Public Post stories at vpr.net.